Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in to hour two, numero dos of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Were there any other responses real quick before we dive into the topics that we are planning on diving into in hour two as to whether we should take the ball, sidekick, or anything else?
Him and Beats actually did say defer and pull a frosty onside kick.
Wow.
0778 says take the ball, punt on first down, pin them deep, establish dominance.
Hey, I like the... So hold on. What? Take the ball and plan to punt? At first, all I heard was establish dominance, and then I realized what the rest of that was. I was like, wait, huh?
He must be particularly happy for Archie Wilson. I want to see Archie Wilson out there.
This man is a fan of Mike Eckler and Archie Wilson, let me tell you what. All right, that seems to be everything on that front. So let's dive into update on John Butler's defense. Let's dive into reacting to what Dana Holgorsen had to say. Most likely Matt Rhule, as well as a whole bunch of players that spoke yesterday. All right. In addition to some of these other folks we're going to chat about here. Real quick, though, hour two of the Adam Carriker Show. It's the noon hour. And you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. It's lunchtime. The lunch hour of the Adam Carriker Show here on The Ticket is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue with two locations. All right, 11th and Cornhusker and 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, just off Highway 2 by Lowe's. By the way, when are we going to set up our next on location? We need to get that going. Yeah. Last time was great. Been too long ago. We will be on location at Mulberry South location here in the near future. All right, Dana Holgorsen, his press conference yesterday, says we are at the point in camp, practicing in camp, that we can keep practicing if we want to, but we won't figure things out until we actually play. Now, practice, obviously, is a huge indicator of what's going to happen in a game, but you don't really know. And then you have guys who look great in practice, and then they disappear in a game. And I hate it. Like, I heard this about Cedric Benson. I heard this about a couple other guys. They always tend to be running backs, by the way. Oh, he wasn't a great practice player, but in the game, they would turn it on. That's few and far between. I wouldn't rely on that. Why? It did. It tended to always be running backs for whatever reason. But you can only learn so much. At the end of the day, you got to go where the quote-unquote football bullets are real. And that's where you really learn what a guy is going to do. Now, he did say 21 days of great football. They've covered every situation known to man. He talked about how Matt Rhule pretty much ran this like an NFL-style camp, situation after situation after situation. He says the guys are ready. He says the players did a great job of making every day important. So Matt Rhule has this thing. You probably heard of it. Get 1% better every day. And I love that. I hadn't heard of it before Matt Rhule said it. Heard of a million mantras. When he said that, I love it for multiple reasons. Number one, it's very doable. It's incredibly doable to get 1% better at something every day. And then all of a sudden you're 2% better and 3% better. And it just adds up over time. Because if you do that compared to someone who takes a day off, and then they, first of all, if you take one day off, you're much more likely to take the next hard day off. And then you're more likely to take the next hard day off. And pretty soon, that person who has just stacked days, 1% after 1% after 1%, they're like 20% better. The other person's 12. And then all of a sudden, this person is 30% better. The other person's 18. And the gap widens. Now, what people always say to me is, Adam, you can't go over 100%. Well, how do you know what your 100% is? Why do some people with all this talent never live up to it? Why do some people, like I'm going to bring up Brandon Rigoni. This dude was a walk-on from Lincoln. I don't know his height. I'm just going to guess 5'7", 180 pounds. And he was the most feared guy on the field when it came to Oklahoma drill. And back in the day when you could do wedges on kickoff return and he was the wedge buster, nobody wanted to be in the wedge that he was busting and running down the field and blowing up on kickoff. He was a captain. We had three captains my senior year, myself, Zach Taylor, Brandon Rigoni. How does a guy, when you look at him, just appearances, he'll never make it, go from that to being the most feared guy on the field, especially in certain situations, and then a team captain? Nobody knows what your 100% is, and don't let anybody ever cap you. Just keep stacking days. I love that. So that's what he talks about. They've made every day count. You don't waste days. All right, very excited about Thursday. Says Cincy is going to be a quality team. We are going to have to show up and play well. Do you feel like people are overlooking Cincy a little bit?
Maybe a little bit. I think so. I think generally through the offseason, we've considered this a W.
It should be a W. Yeah. We should be more than a 6.5-point favorite. Has the line moved?
Isn't that overlooking Cincinnati a little bit?
No. What I'm saying is this is what it should be. We got to go do it, though. Like, we should be able to look at Cincinnati in football. Okay, in basketball, they might look at us and say that we're a W for them. Hopefully that changes one day. We should be able to look at them in football. I mean, they weren't even a Power 4 team until 3 years ago, and they have a losing record as a Power 4 team. We should be able to look at them and say we should beat them. That's just called belief, confidence, etc. Now, overlooking them is not taking them seriously and saying, we just can show up and do whatever we want. That I'm not doing. I almost wonder if I put too much emphasis on this game because my fear is if we lose the reaction. You know what I mean? That's where I go with it. Any final thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I would advise not to overlook Cincinnati. You look at Nebraska's roster. Of course, we got all this promise and hopes. They've got a few guys. I mean, Brendan Sorsby, more proven quarterback at this point. If you don't want to say better, treading lightly around people's feelings to say that at this point, might not be long term, right? Dylan's got all the upside in the world, but at this point, might have the advantage there. Dante Corleone probably going to be the best player on the field. They've got a tight end that's they might have the top, three players on the field. And so they beat Arizona State last year. I mean, so there's plenty of reasons not to overlook Cincinnati. Should Nebraska win? Should they be favored? Yes, but this is closer to a 50-50 game than I think people are looking at it that way.
If you are in Vegas and your job depends on getting the spread as accurately as possible, like you're going to make or lose money based on how accurate your spread is, what would your spread for Nebraska-Cincinnati be?
It's tough because I also factor in the heartache of losing all these openers, over the, and that's not all on Matt Rhule in that. So, trying to take the bias out, I think it's at 6.5. I'd probably go closer to maybe 4, 3, 4.5.
You would lessen it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think this is a toss up game.
Wow. Toss up. All right. I want to hear from the fine folks at home. Or if you're driving around or wherever you're listening. Is this a toss-up game to you? What would your spread be? I guess, who would you have? Would you have Nebraska favored at this point? Are we now a touchdown underdog in your mind? Have you flipped the script on us, Jake?
Hopefully not that much. I'm being honest. I favor Nebraska. I do think they're going to win. But there are, it would not shock me in the slightest if Cincinnati pulled out a close one.
You got me questioning if we're going to win three games this year now. You have turned my world upside down. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, who would you have favored and what would your spread be? If it was me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
I'm genuinely surprised it's not a little bit more. This is not a gimme game. Game one, unpredictable, a lot of new, both sides. You never know what you're going to get. Cincinnati could come out and be absolutely awful. They could come out and be a team that challenges in the Big 12. We don't know. Arizona State last year picked to finish dead last, won the conference, and was 1-4-20 stop pass away, if they could have batted down Quinn Ewers' pass, from being in the final four teams in the nation. So you don't know what's going to happen. I would have genuinely put Nebraska about 8.5. That's what I would have put us at if I was a Vegas odds maker. All right. Holgerson again says the older guys inside are excited about the challenge. All right. They're going to face. Has never been a position where you could put three oars in a tackle. So talked a lot about how fortunate they are. And when I spoke with Rule, he said they have 8 guys they feel that can start on the offensive line. Holgerson said he feels fortunate they have so many guys that can start a tackle. That's great. But do you have a distinct 2? We know who the 3 are inside. The other day I was saying a distinct 5. Well, we got a distinct 3. Do you have a distinct 2 at tackle? Our offensive tackle play in recent years has not been as consistent. So the guys coming back, hopefully they're much improved. Keep getting better. Keep grinding. Get better. Rooting for you. But outside of them being exponentially better, they're right in this race. All right, guys coming back from injury that I'm rooting for, but do you have a distinct 2? Or is it muddied because nobody's separated yet and stood out and taken the bull by the horns? Does that make sense? Like, how do you feel about this tackle situation?
Well, it's interesting because I don't feel great about it. I think if rotating, I feel better about rotating interior than the exterior of the offensive line. It was good to hear Holgerson maybe feel a little bit better again because you want to know about the situation. I'm just on the outside looking at a depth chart that says Orr next to it. Mm-hmm. It's making me feel bad. Hear Holgerson say, you know, you've never been in a situation where you have, he feels so good about, the tackle rotation and depth that they have makes you feel good. Again, Holgerson does a lot for me just in general as far as feeling good about this team because he's a long time, seen a lot of coach, been successful before. Seen a lot of football. So when he kind of compares things to his other teams or saying, this is some of the best tackle depth that I've had, that makes me feel a lot better about it. That being said, I do think it is one of those situations where at some point you'd like somebody to show themselves as the better surefire tackle spot. This is one of the most important spots on the field. So hopefully it gets ironed out soon. And that was another thing that he said is we've got a few more days of practice. They released that depth chart. There's still some ways to go. And we know, like they said, the game matters more than anything. So we'll see it out there when they're not playing against their own guys that they kind of have scouted and wrapped and all, and prepared for. So it makes me feel a little bit nervous better after yesterday's press conference.
I feel like Holgerson's a pretty straight shooter, too. That's just his personality. All right. Says the decision on who goes out at tackle to start will be on Coach Raiola, also the rotation throughout the game. They are very settled with the inside 3 on the O-line. He was asked something along the lines of, so when you say rotation, does that mean you will see multiple guys? Dana responded back with, that's kind of what or means. I love that. He knows what he is going to get out of Dane Key, Ja'Cory Barney, and Isaiah Hunter, and Jahnerim Bonner. Those seem to be the four that have separated, especially when Bonner got the single-digit number, and they're talking about the plays he's going to make in games with his physicality. So that's good. Also, Quinn Clark, freshman, 6'5", 210. Keep your eye on him as the year unfolds. Cortez Mills, one of the most highly touted wide receivers in the country. Keep your eye on him as the year unfolds as he develops. All right. The guys they brought in look exactly like they did on tape. They are exactly what we thought we were going to get, talking about recruits, but probably mostly transfer portal guys that are now on the team. It's our offense now. Dana knows it inside and out. We'll call plays from the sideline. So my reaction to Holgorsen's press conference, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of question marks from quarterback, running back, wide receiver positions. Didn't really address tight ends a bunch. I don't think there's a whole lot of question marks there. What are you going to do with Harburg? What are you going to do with certain guys? But it seems to be the position to watch is the rotation at the tackle spot. And not only who starts, but also as the game goes along, who plays well, who earns their trust when it matters the most, and who ends up playing the most. And who, I will tell you right now, who starts is not as important as who's playing the last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter. That will tell you more than anything. Who starts matters. Who plays the most the first three quarters. Who they have in the game with 10 minutes to go, barring us blowing them out, then it doesn't mean as much. If the game is within one score with 10 minutes to go, that's when you look at who's on the offensive tackle spot for Nebraska, right and left tackle. And that's my reaction. Those are kind of my thoughts. All right, let me see. There's some other things as well. Henry Lutowski on being named a team captain. He says it's the highest honor he has ever been awarded. Says he is, and I quote, so ready, end quote. Competition breeds improvement, he says. There's lots of competition, especially on the line and at certain spots. So that's awesome. He can barely tell, here you go, Jake, when one guy is at tackle versus another. Does that make you feel better?
I think so, yeah.
Your voice went higher.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Take that for whatever it means. It actually does make me feel better. Okay. And we'll see who steps up. All right, Zaire Wright. Very honored to be named a team captain. Says the defense focusing on swarming to the ball. Murtaugh. Jerry Murtaugh's right. Offensive playbooks usually are about 40 to 50% thicker than defensive playbooks because defense is so much about reaction, getting to the ball, and physicality and veracity more so than it is on offense. The offense knows where they're going. Defensively, we're reacting, and then you got to fly, and then you got to be physical when you get to the ball. Says the defense, all right, sorry, I already read that. Very confident in their ability to play man-to-man. They put a lot of work into working on man coverage. Marquise Buford Jr., single-digit earner, team captain, blackshirt earner. Says he loves Coach Butler, couldn't ask for a better coach. Extremely confident in their ability on defense right now. Says the team is night and day compared to the team he went to Ireland with. That's going back a ways. It's an 11-man game. They all have to work together as a team and a unit. All right, Dane Key says it's an honor to be named a team captain. Week one is always the hardest, especially now with transfer players. A lot of truth in that. Says Dylan is one of the smartest quarterbacks he has ever played with. We've heard that multiple times this offseason. Can't help but like that a lot. Rule brought in guys from the national championship teams and Coach Osborne and had them talk to them a couple of times during camp. Says it's the tightest football team he has ever been a part of. So there's more. We'll get to Butler, Harburg, Rule. There's other guys as well that we'll react to. Matt Rule, when he said that last year's team was whiny, the statement that precursored, if that's a word, it is now because I said it, precursored that was, he goes, I truly enjoy this team. He said, I enjoy being around this team. I get the feeling like it wasn't always enjoyable a season ago. Hence, when you call it whiny. But he is over the course of multiple months, whether it was early on in spring, the end of spring, summer, or now fall camp, towards the end of fall camp, he has flat out said multiple times, I enjoy being around this team. And going all back to when he said, this is the team I waited for, and then that was kind of the clip people left out physicality-wise, okay? Do you remember that, like 3-4 months ago? He said, this is the team I've been waiting for, and people stopped with the clip that's there, right, when really right. It was, he was talking about the physicality.
Yeah.
And guys want, no, we're going to go to the ground, coach. No, we want another rep. No, coach, let's if this is a thud drill, let's make it a full speed to the tackle, to the ground drill. Like, I think that's what he's enjoying, and I think that's what he's talking about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.